This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
The producer warns viewers against indulging or experimenting in occultism or the psychic sciences without professional advice.
Anthony Avini is author of Behind the Crystal Ball.
There is in all of us a quest for the exotic, a quest to feel the exotic. And maybe it comes from our existence in the humdrum plane. Our way of existence is so regimented, so timed by the clock, so predictable, that our imagination wants to separate itself from the rational side of our mind. And I think it's this quest for the exotic that will always motivate us to think about the paranormal, even if we don't practice it.
It is that quest for the exotic that draws certain people to tales of the supernatural, occult, and extraterrestrials. Ted Michaels makes movies. The paranormal is his beat.
I'm rolling, and it is action. Push it.
He hasn't won any Oscars yet, but he knows his audience.
We're reaching specifically to grasp the attention and the minds of the people who enjoy thinking that ghosts are real or that people from outer space are amongst us.
These are definitely not your typical made-for-Hollywood pictures.
This is Mara. Evil incarnate, high priestess to Satan, the queen of the black witches.
While exploiting the human fascination with the unknown, Michaels makes the paranormal his playground.
Blood orgy of the she-devils.
This genre of film has existed for as long as they've been making movies. While Michaels admits that this is not serious filmmaking, he recognizes that these sorts of films have a consistent popularity in cultures around the world, be it entertainment, escapism, or just plain odd.
I'm not here to frighten you.
It's a ghost.
I think that they're probably more unusual. It's not your usual fare of TV stories that seem to be so repetitive, and you can be more creative with something paranormal because no one really knows what the paranormal consists of.
Well, we've got a number of things here. This is the evil aliens controller, and it's with this little controlling device that sends signals through cyberspace to tell, it's like an email to the astro zombies, tells them to go out and whack people. Of course, this is the light that we use to activate the photocells in the head of the astro zombies. This is the brain extractor. This extracts the memory. When it's put on the head of the intelligent people, it takes out their memory and puts it into a protective bank so that other people can use their intelligence.
Save yourself! Save yourself!
I think that they like to be apprehensive of their own future. They like to be frightened a little bit, but horror is something different. And so the paranormal allows them to escape from the fear and the fright they would get from, say, a bloody horror film. It allows them to think for themselves, could this be possible?
Evil aliens from a giant asteroid create robot-like zombies in an effort to colonize and control Earth's populations.
Is it possible there are other creatures similar to me but yet different that could be in communication in some form? I think they like to explore those ideas.
Should I put a little blood on it first? I should put some on the outside.
Oh, okay. Just a second. Okay, all right.
Yeah, have we got an extended tube?
Yep, sure do.
Look at you bleed, my God.
I think this is really all about coping with a universe in which it's hard to live.
Ready? Action.
I think there's a psychological dimension missing in science. Science doesn't psychologically satisfy us. It doesn't appeal to our human needs.
Mark it.
Charlie can't take one.
Okay. Be at ease now.
Some might say that Ted Michaels, a practitioner of the paranormal, functions much like a psychic, a shaman, or a ghost hunter. The only difference being his audience is willing to be entertained.
Murder, mayhem, and bloodshed on every street corner.
I like to think that what we do is really no different than the ghost hunters because, well, the only difference is we're making a theatrical presentation out of it.
What the believer and the naysayer can agree on is that things considered paranormal exist outside the boundary of modern science, eluding the human grasp.
The psychic world has been a mystery ever since time began, and the only way that anybody's going to move towards solving that mystery is to deal with it in a logical and scientific way. It's not enough just to tell ghost stories, to hand ghost stories down from father to son. You've got to, at some point, stop and analyze.
If something is really true, no amount of challenge will ever change it. If anything, science will support your ideas. It will support the beliefs. And most of us want to know what's really there, what's really true.